Go fit and ready to go?
Yeah, no, he was great yesterday at practice. It really looked like he was old, self, he was aggressive, dropping threes. So, yeah, real happy where he's at.
How relieved are you because he's such an important player?
Yeah, he is, especially Bryce gets so much attention, you know, the double teams that he gets used to. And, you know, he shows up on the big stage like he did last year.
Has 2 weeks been too long to prepare for a semi-final?
Yeah, 2 weeks too long for this, but... Yeah, it's a little bit of a kirk in the drawing that none of the finals teams had FIBA for Australia anyway. So, yeah, it's been, the guys are getting grumpy. They want to play. They want to get out here and play. So, looking forward to Friday night.
You must be happy, though, that Freaker is right. He might not have been as right last week as he is now.
Yeah, no, we know he's a big-time player and, you know, he's got the bounce in his step. So, the probably week's done he's really well with his injury, so yeah, looking for a good game tomorrow night.
He just played sore in general anyway.
Sorry?
Was he just playing sore generally throughout the year anyway?
Well, he did last year, and he had the wrist problem. You know, he played through that with the pain, and then as soon as the season was over, he had surgery. So yeah, look, he can play with, he's got a high tolerance of pain. So, you know, hopefully it's manageable.
Do you hope that the two-week break, given Cairns, obviously one of those sides that are really, really hot going into finals, that can potentially stall that?
Oh, yeah, look, I think we were pretty good form too the last month. You know, we've really grown as a team, and as, you know, you want to win a championship, you want to keep developing as a team, and I think we're getting better and better as we play along, especially with Miles in there, and now we get back to full strength, and, yeah, the guys will be ready.
Talk about depth being key to titles, but what does actually depth mean? How do you wear down a side so that they have to go to the bench and obviously therefore go through them and run through them? Because looking at Perth's side, the bench is a lot deeper.
Yeah, and it's been big for us for a number of years. You know, last year was Greg Hire, Tommy Jervis had great minutes off the bench, and we need those players. We're built on everybody's got a big role on the team, and they have to play their role for us to be successful. And it's not, you know, we don't want to rely on one or two people. It's very much inclusive of all our, 13 tomorrow night.
Is there something you'll lean on in this game? If you look at the two teams in the minute spread, they rely on 3-4 players quite a lot. You know, you go to the bench early because there is that quick turnaround.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of difference. We've mixed it up against Cairns in the past. We've gone small ball, Bryce playing the point guard, Tirico playing the four. So it's really given us some good flexibility out there. And just depends on the game. You know, if we're rolling, we'll stay with the team. If we need to change and go small, we will.
So does that sort of mean, as in, like, do you go really hard on them? Do you press? I mean, last year in the finals, you did it with Casper, but with Damo and also Mitch. Do you do that the same thing? Do you run Machado into the deck, so to speak?
Yeah, look, Machado is a great player. We just have to give him different looks. If you play one type of defence with him all the time, he's going to pick apart because he's that smart and high IQ on the floor. So, yeah, look, we'll give it different looks all the way through. And, you know, there's no secret loss that we're built on defence. So if we play defence, we should have a good shot of winning.
Post-regular season, do you go to the playoff? I guess the physical presence out there, does that go to another level as well?
Yeah, it does. It does. And without a question, that's where Miles helps with that height and playing above the rim. So, you know, we want to be the aggressor out there, and we know if we want to win, we've got to be aggressive out there.
Is the feeling they might be vulnerable to when people are really in their face with the ball carrier? Is that something that you can look to target?
Yeah, I think the last couple of games they showed against Melbourne, against Brisbane, at the high pressure, they turned the ball over a lot. I think 27 times against Brisbane and then 17 against Melbourne. So, you know, we'll see if our defence can force that many turnovers.
Do you feel like finals or playoffs, you can be a little bit more physical, and maybe Miles might not get as many fouls as he has been, or called for as many fouls? Would you like to see it that way?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit different. Every year is different when they go. So, look, you have to earn stuff out there. It's not given to you. You know, you really do have to earn, and that means you have to get down in the stance and get ready and be in the right position and rebound the ball. And, you know, we've been able to do that in the past, and I think the last month our development has really grown defensively, and that's something we want to keep building on.
How's Damo, and how is it having probably the greatest defensive player of all time coming off the bench and hopefully fresh?
You're assuming he's coming off the bench?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, I don't know, he might start, but yeah, look, just his experience. And as soon as he's out on the court, no matter if he starts or off the bench, he just makes an instant impact, you know. Damo has that special ability, not only an exceptional leader, but to impact the game without the scoreboard ticking over. And his defence, his rebound, his assist, his hustles, you know, he'll do whatever it takes to get a win out in the court.
So he's starting tomorrow night, is that what you're telling me? Nick.
That's your quotes. Yeah, well, it's just everyone that Damo comes against. We always ask how you want to defend it, and melted into the team. He's, you know, the best defender in the NBL history. You'd be mad not to use his experience out there.
Can I just ask about Jesse? We spoke about Jeff before. He probably had his best year in quite a few years.
Yeah, he's been great the last month, and that's a part of that playing small ball that he can get out there and stretch the three. And, you know, there was a big game against Sydney. He was really big down the stretch for us. So, yeah, look, he's played finals every single year of his career, which is an amazing accomplishment. And come this time of the year, he's like a young kid again.
You confident?
Yeah, really good. We're growing and improving as a team, and that's exactly what you want this time of the year. You don't want to be defending or patching holes up. You want to be growing and as a team, and that's exactly what we're doing.